Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh boy, oh boy, the Iowa caucus is over. And guess what? Donald Trump won, as he should. Donald Trump sent a message across America that nobody can take away. And you might be wondering, Kevin, why didn't you talk about this yesterday? I didn't, because I didn't watch it. I actually forgot about it. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. Jot this down. 844-551-8255. The Kevin Jackson Network. And I hope you go there, and I hope you support me the way a lot of other people have done it, spreading the word, letting people know what we're about. Let me tell you, you are not going to get a better analysis of the Iowa caucus than you will get on this very program today. We're going to dive deep. We're going to look at all different types of angles and what was happening with the Iowa caucuses and what does it say about this nation going forward. You are going to get both barrels of the double barrel shotgun. So I'm glad you're here. Now, I'll just say this. Foregone conclusion. We knew what was going to happen because we know what the pulse of America is. The pulse of America is Donald Trump. The pulse of America is people saying, I'm sick of Bidenflation and people lying about it. I'm sick of this border invasion. I'm sick of the potential for people to unleash pathogens to us in order to make us behave the way they want us to behave. I'm sick of being called a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and a host of other things. I'm sick of high taxes. I'm sick of high gas prices. I'm sick of everything that Joe Biden represents and what liberalism has brought to us. And Donald Trump is the only person, singularly the only person, who can save the nation, not because he's some Svengali, but because he managed to tap into that emotion that we're all feeling. And it's very rare for any type of politician to do this. Barack Obama had his chance, and he blew it. Why? Because he wasn't ready. Donald Trump's ready. And let me tell you something. The difference between Donald Trump 2016 and Donald Trump 2024, this guy now gets it. I don't care. He's got the same style. You may not like it, but he gets it. And we're going to talk about that stuff. So, Trump won big. Here's what one article read. Donald Trump cruised to victory in the Iowa caucuses on Monday night. I thought it was Tuesday night. I don't know what night it was. Cementing his place on the as a clear favorite to clinch the Republican 2024 presidential nomination. Shocker. We've been saying this. What have I said? I said this. If these people got together, if the Republican Party got together and said, look, Nikki, look, Ron, Vivek, whomever, you guys need to just get out of the way. Come together, get with Donald Trump. Let's get out of the way. Let's coalesce around our candidate. Get rid of this stupid Lincoln group or Lincoln project or whatever they are. And we're going to all coalesce around our leader. It would scare the living day. They would absolutely crap their pants, these sorry little leftist pukes, because they should. They have this nation in turmoil. Nationally and internationally, you have no safe haven with Democrats. Anyway, this is what's funny about the race. They said the Associated Press called the race soon after the caucuses convened across the state because some sites had even finished making speeches in support of each candidate before some sites had even finished making speeches. And it really made some people mad. Why are they calling it so early? With virtually all votes accounted for, the former president was at 51%, 30 points ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in second with 21%, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley third with 19%. Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy came in fourth with nearly 8%, but he dropped out. And we're going to talk about Vivek dropping out here in a bit. And I said this of Vivek. Vivek was running a vice presidential campaign. He was always deferential to Trump, which was smart. And He did. He's the one guy who will come out unscathed in all of this. In fact, he is now the belle of the ball. This guy can speak anywhere. He can go anywhere. He will be accepted. I mean, except for the Rhino crowd. But anywhere else, he's going to be the belle of the ball. So good for Vivek. They go on, and this is what somebody reported. And I don't keep up with the numbers, but I think it's important to understand the history of these things. And that's why I want to dissect it. Landslide victory. Achieving more than 50% of the vote. 30 points clear of his nearest rival with the largest margin in the history of the first Republican presidential nominating contest. Did you hear me? Hello? 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 Yeah. Largest amount ever. And what that tells you is this, and this is what scares the rhinos, and I'm going to get more into this. Donald Trump's people are sticky. And I tell people this all the time. Look, you can have a million fans, you know, million people that follow your work. The question is, how many are sticky? How many are your Navy SEALs? How many are your ride or dies? Like the Alberts and the Andes and the Ann's and the people who support Bob and Carol, the people who support my show that come on, that understand what we're trying to do here, ride or die. You say something, they say, Kevin, I can help. That's the type of people. How many of those people do you think Joe Biden has? How many of those people do you think Ron DeSantis and others have? Donald Trump has. I can't think of anybody, including Ronald Reagan, who has somebody who has made this nation, the people who support him, just absolutely rabid fans of his. And it has nothing to do with him as a person. It has to do with his ability to get things done. I'm telling you right now, most of the people that I know don't like Trump's style. They've come to appreciate it, but they don't like it. They wouldn't adopt it for themselves. They wouldn't teach it to their kids. But what they do like is Donald Trump will get it done. And what the Democrats have done is they've proven that who else do you know that you could put 90-something indictments on? You could go after him in four different jurisdictions, and he still says, bring it. Iowa said a lot in that little victory. Normally, these people don't matter. I'm not trying to be cruel, but the Iowa caucus doesn't matter. It doesn't pick the next president. It did this time. And there's a reason behind it, and we're going to get into it in ways that no other show is. Well, I'm not going to criticize them. And it's not a criticism. I'm just saying I have a whole different set of thoughts around Donald Trump's massive victory. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President Trump's team that he has put together is truly world class. Let's not mince words, Sean. This is a thunderous victory tonight. History making, history shaking. We've seen a lot of stunning things over the last 8 years. Tonight is one of the most astonishing. But the man who deserves all the credit is the man who has for 3 years put up with the most relentless persecution, and for 4 years before that, one persecution, one witch hunt after another. DOJ and the Democrat prosecutors tried to kneecap this man before Iowa, and here he stands tonight, not just atop the field, but by a margin that no one can remember. This really is, Sean, an unprecedented event, and it shows how resilient, how determined, how committed, how strong this man is right now, Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's certainly a big night. It's going to be interesting to watch second place.
That was Stephen Hayes. Used to work in the Trump administration, and he got it right. He nailed it. Thunderous victory, history-making, history-shaking, he said. One of the most astonishing victories. Why? Because for 3 years, Donald Trump has had the most relentless prosecution, one after another, persecution, I should say. The DOJ, he said, tried to kneecap the man coming into this, yet He gives us this unprecedented victory. It shows Trump's resilience, how committed he is and how strong he is. And he's exactly right on every point. Welcome, folks. Welcome back, I should say. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Why was it so historic? Why was this such a thunderous victory? Because Trump's victory in Iowa smashed the record for the contested Iowa Republican caucuses previously held by Republican Bob Dole's near 13-point victory in 1988. 13 points versus 30 points. Let me just give me one. Okay, 17 points better. The huge victory arrived despite the extreme freeze that gripped Iowa. By the way, I don't know if you saw this. When Trump would have an event, these people, it was a frozen tundra. And Iowans were lined up outside of the building waiting to get in. No other candidate had that. Not one. Do you understand that Donald Trump, you could add them all up together, and he beat every single candidate. Every one of them that was shoehorned in there by the powers that be, that meant to, all of them meant to destroy Donald Trump. All of them were the great white hopes to beat up on old Donald Trump. And what did he do? The people of Iowa made a statement that is resonating. It's ripple. It's not rippling. It's a tsunami in the political establishment right now. Think about this. You've done everything you can to destroy this man. And he came out 30 plus points on top. They said an estimated 100,000 people took part in the caucuses, which was way down from the near 187,000 who voted in 2016. Alex Pfeiffer, who works for Trump in the Make America Great Again Super PAC, well, he didn't really work for Trump, but he said, "The people of Iowa sent a clear message tonight. Donald Trump will be the next Republican nominee for president, and it's now time to make him the next president of the United States." Again, I'll edit that part. As you consider Trump's massive victory in Iowa, here's what I want you to understand. They still cheated. Think about that. Okay, you may not have even really realized it, but ask yourself this. You want Trump gone. You're doing everything you can in the judiciary to get rid of him. You got judges stacked against him. You got prosecutors bringing up cases that have all the statute of limitations run out. They've already been adjudicated. Trump's won. You've got crooked prosecutors. They're being found out the whole time. What do you think they wanted to do in Iowa? They wanted to embarrass this guy. You think the Democrats sat on their thumbs? Well, some of them do, but they kind of like it. But do you think they sat on their thumbs, most of them, and said, "Oh, look, we'll just let it go the way that it goes"? Or do you think that maybe they were looking at, how can we get Nikki Haley more votes than she actually deserves? How can we prop up Ron DeSantis and get him more than he actually deserves? How can we make sure that Donald Trump is a loser? Can we bust people in? I don't know the trickeration that can go on with all this stuff, but here's what I do know. I know Democrats and Lincoln Club Rhino Republicans didn't rest on their laurels. And I know this. Donald Trump beat their butts by 30 points, and this was under attack. And this is why he's supposed to be not able to campaign. He's not supposed to be able to do anything because they've got him tied up. Donald Trump dominated in ways that these people never thought he could possibly do it. And what shocks them, because they keep taking these polls, they're going, "Well, we'll just do some more indictments, and we'll say some more negative things, and we'll elude this or that." And every single time they do it, what happens? You already know the answer. Donald Trump gets stronger. He's like Godzilla at Fukushima, the nuclear plant. He happened to be, Godzilla was on vacation. He sailed by Japan and went, "What's this?" And he got nuclear irradiated. The Democrats have made Donald Trump King freaking Kong, and there's nobody that can beat him. Legit, they couldn't beat him in 2020 because Donald Trump made himself King Kong with the results. Recall in 2016, Donald Trump lost the Iowa caucuses. You remember who won? Senator Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz got 27% of the vote. Donald Trump got 24%. This is when people didn't think Trump was even going to be a viable candidate. Cruz was one of the guys. And for the record, I didn't mind Ted Cruz. I know Ted Cruz well. I actually debated him on behalf of a friend of mine who ran against him when he was running for Senate. And Ted Cruz is a smart guy, but he's smug and he's a bit condescending and he's pompous. And behind the scenes, he's a bit of a hothead. He's changed a lot, but that's the way he was. And I can tell you that firsthand. I know that firsthand. I know the man. I was just with him, I don't know, a couple months ago. He was here in Arizona. So I know him. Campaigned against him. But when he was running for president, I was like, you know what? He's a bright guy. He gets it. He's a staunch conservative. And then there was some controversy around him with Katrina Pearson and others. They used to be friends of mine. I don't know what happened to Katrina. She quit answering my calls. But the point is, I was not against Ted Cruz. I thought he was a viable candidate. I actually liked Rand Paul, but Rand didn't have that thing that you needed. Trump had it. I remember talking to Robert Davi, the actor in Hollywood, and Robert goes, I told him, I said, man, you were right about it. He says, Kevin, I'm telling you, I knew it from the beginning. Anyway, Ted Cruz won in Iowa 8 years ago. Beat Donald Trump. Donald Trump only got 24% of the vote. Now he gets 28%, actually ended up with 52%. Trump crushed it, folks. Let me tell you what Iowa said. We know the difference between Donald Trump's 4 years and Joe Biden's 4 years. What a difference those two presidencies make.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Donner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates. But Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Iowa has been declared Trump country. We'll talk more on that in just a bit. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We're giving you an analysis of Iowa that you're not going to get anywhere else. We're going to dig deep. We're going to dig into the numbers. Who voted for Trump and why? And what are the ramifications of this nationally? And guess what? The Democrats have been, as they say in the country, more scared than a chihuahua about to pass a peach pit. They are scared and have every reason to be, because those scoundrels have done everything possible to keep the best guy for the job from getting the job. I want you to understand how hard they're working. That Trump beat everybody by 30 points or more, and he did it carrying the weight of the rhinos that hate him, the Never Trumpers, and the Democrats on his back. So what could he have done if it had been fair, if it had been run legit? What could he have done? Just give that some thought as we go through this today. They said, the mere fact that in 8 years, Trump increased his share of the vote to 51% from 24% is impressive in and of itself. Indication of what they call the Trumpification of the Republican Party. See, the Republican Party has existed, but it's been an amorphous thing. You can't really define it. You think, well, what really is it? In fact, I will tell you, the Republican Party, the old one, the one that everybody used to like, that party was known as a bunch of elitists that would step on the necks of the poor. Donald Trump has changed the Republican Party in ways I don't like at all, by the way. But in the majority of the ways that he's changed the Republican Party, I absolutely endorse. The Republican Party is the party of the common man. It is a party of the downtrodden. It is the one that says we want the playing field to be level. We want things to be fair. No dual system of justice. We want people to love this country and to want to make America great again and put America first. We respect the sovereignty of the American citizen above everybody. You want to come in and become part of it? Earn it. You don't just get it handed to you. Anyway, they talked about they dissected the vote. They said in 2016, Trump performed best among lower-income caucus goers and in caucuses held in places where there are fewer evangelical voters. This year, his populist profile consolidated his support among these voters, even as he also won among college-educated Republicans. Trump did remarkably well with evangelicals. In 2016, Cruz courted the evangelical vote, and he did very well. Among the 64% of them who turned out to the caucuses, he received 33% of Iowa's evangelical vote, Trump coming in ahead of Rubio with just 21%. They said in a preview of what would unfold in 2020, Trump claimed that Cruz's Iowa victory was a result of fraud. After the caucuses, the real estate mogul tweeted, the state of Iowa should have disqualified Ted Cruz. That's why I'm going back to, what do you think they were trying? By the way, Trump wasn't lying. They did a lot of stuff to stack the deck. Ted Cruz's organization essentially conspired to do this. Fine. All was fair in love and war. But it wasn't a legit victory. Let me put it to you this way. Let me make it simple. If you think Nikki Haley really got almost 20% of the vote, I think you're wrong. If you think Ron DeSantis got 20% of the vote, I think I think both of them were probably mid-teens. But it didn't matter what they did. It didn't matter how they stacked the deck. Donald Trump still got a majority, not a plurality, a majority. When Ted Cruz won Iowa in 2016, I think he would have 27% of the vote. 27% to Donald Trump's 24%. He says, as the results prove, over the course of the last 8 years, Iowa has become Trump country. Okay, so I'll ask you this. Donald Trump 8 years ago did poorly in Iowa. Now they're calling it Trump country. Let me tell you what the New York Times, they credit him with, quote, transforming the state from a swing state into a GOP stronghold. He carried the state by more than 8 percentage points in 2020, a 14-point swing since Obama won Iowa in 2012. No other state, according to the New York Times, has shifted as hard toward the Republicans in the same period. So strong is Trump's hold on Iowa that this year he made very few campaign appearances. DeSantis, by comparison, virtually camped out in Iowa and boasted visiting all 99 counties in the state. You want a little factoid? Donald Trump won every county in Iowa in the caucus. My friend Laura Loomer tweeted that. I didn't know that. She was right there with him. Unbelievable what just happened, what we just witnessed. The biggest Republican victory ever. And by the way, you've heard me talk about this. Iowa isn't a big deal in the classic sense of things. Ted Cruz won Iowa in 2016. He didn't win the election. He did well. He represented well. I'm not dismissing Iowans. I'm not dismissing New Hampshireans, whatever they call themselves. But these states don't mean much in the classic sense of what is the geopolitical, you know, nature of what's going on in the country. But in this particular case, you got to pay attention, because what's happening here is it isn't issue based. It isn't just about immigration. In fact, they don't care about that much about immigration. I don't mean it in let me put it this way. Arizonans and Texans care more about immigration than Iowans and New Hampshireans. So we know that. But what they do care about is they care about inflation. They care about things that impact everybody. And those things hit you in your gut. And what Donald Trump does better than any candidate, whether you want to admit this or not, because I know what people are out there saying, Kevin, you spread misinformation on COVID. Okay, different subject. But they're saying, you're a Donald Trump, you know, acolyte, blah, blah, blah. Say whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not. I don't give a crap about Trump. It can't be the devil himself. But it could be Rand Paul. It could be Ted Cruz doing and saying what Trump is doing, and I would be saying identically the same thing, and so would you. So would you. So, CNN noted in its reporting on Trump's appearance at the traditionally important Iowa State Fair, he, quote, seized the spotlight, swooping overhead in his private plane just as his chief Republican rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, was flipping pork chops and greeting potential GOP caucus goers. Let me put it another way. Ron DeSantis was, and he's a nice guy. I've met Ron, been with him multiple times. He's just not the man for the job. Not this time. But he's doing stunts. I'm going to show him an everyday guy, flip some burgers, and I like him. I like that he's confrontational, but you got to have the right person for the job at the right time. And it's not Ron DeSantis. It's not Nikki Haley. It's not any of the other candidates. And most of it, as I said, is DeSantis I can say this. DeSantis and Nikki Haley, neither one of them were going to run in this election cycle until they got talked into it by the powers that be. And the only motivation by the powers that be were, don't let Trump win. These are Republicans that didn't want Trump to win. Shameful. He said, in typical Trumpian style, this is continuing the CNN stuff, he traveled to Iowa with an entourage largely designed to troll DeSantis. It was made up of members of Congress from Florida who have endorsed Trump over their state's governor. Let me tell you, the trolling of Ron DeSantis, the trolling of Nikki Haley and all that, while there's no question Donald Trump set his own pace, and you got to love him for it, because I'll be honest with you, I was like, why do you need to troll him? Why do you need, he would, you know, say something negative of Nikki Haley. I'm like, don't even give her any spotlight. She, you know, just let it go. But he didn't. And that's where I'm telling you, I disagree with Donald Trump on style. But at the end of the day, it worked. It worked for him. I don't think he needed it. I wouldn't personally have done it. But if that works for him and he's the man, he gets in, fine. Because here's what I can tell you. I can tell you this with certainty. Nikki Haley couldn't do this job. She would be a product of special interest. Ron DeSantis cannot do this job. He would be a product of special interest. They would. These are people that would give us more of the same. I don't know if you... Let me tell you what happened. When I did stumble upon this thing the day after, I saw Nikki Haley's concession speech. It wasn't even that. To call it that is the wrong thing. I saw her speech when she knew she got her butt kicked. Because she was hoping for second place. If she'd gotten second place, she would have really touted. Even though she would have gotten her, I mean, she would have lost by 30 points. If you flipped her and DeSantis, she gets wings and DeSantis would have been downhill. Now, they're both gone, for the most part. But it would have been a different story. But she was acting like, you know, we're going to go forward and all this. Her campaign is over. And so is DeSantis's, by the way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You talk about opening up a can of some kick butt. Donald Trump did it, boy. He crushed it in Iowa. It can't be understated. You cannot look at this victory and go, well, I mean, come on, whatever. This is a man that didn't spend a lot of time in Iowa. He won every single county in Iowa. While Ron DeSantis boasted, I went to all 99 counties. Donald Trump said, so what? Boom. Won every single county. Won the Iowa caucuses by 30 percentage points. The biggest victory ever. Bob Dole held it before with a, 13-point victory or whatever. Donald Trump crushed it. Destroyed it. And it is indicative of everything that we've been talking about for years, for the last 3 years since he got cheated in a coup that the Democrats don't want to admit. And of course, they're going to blow it off.
Oh, so what? Donald Trump gets all those people that wait in line to see him at his events. So what? He crushed it in the Iowa caucuses. Nobody likes him. They all like Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a man. He can't do it. Nobody can.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You know what I'm telling you? I'm telling you what you already know. You know what I'm telling leftists? I'm telling them what they already know. They don't like it. They don't want to hear it. They've been, you know, reptilian.
Trump is bad. Trump is bad. Trump is bad.
No, he's not. Biden is bad. And while Donald Trump, he's going to ride this wave. It's the same wave. It's just getting bigger. It's getting bigger. And it's a tsunami that's going to hit the leftists and the Democrats because they got a lot coming up, baby. Hunter Biden, he's now ready to testify.
I tell you what, if you guys will send me another, subpoena, I promise you I'll respond to this one.
What's Hunter going to say? I told you guys, start looking at the signs. You got Hertz that says, we're going to stop, you know, forget that EV stuff. We're going back to gas powered. You got Gavin Newsom who's saying, hey, listen, this climate change stuff that we've got in the budget for California, let's hold back on that while I prep to get shoehorned in for the Democrat nomination because Joe Biden's gone. The Democrats can't watch Donald Trump destroy the rhino Republicans that went after him and what the Democrats did to him in Iowa. And he's still more than double the victory, margin of victory that Bob Dole, who's the record holder, had in Iowa. You can't ignore that. And then still keep Joe Biden. And we're going to get to the polls. Lying polls.
Oh, well, who would do better against Joe Biden? Well, Nikki Haley, of course.
So the third place finisher would beat Biden by the largest number of votes. The second place finisher would beat Biden by the second largest number of votes. And the guy who absolutely destroyed both of them, who is now the real temperature of America, well, he would just barely get by Joe Biden. We'll get to those polls in a bit because there is BS. There is full of excrement. Well, you get it. I don't need to explain it. They said Trump secured the victory even though he flouted another tradition, refusing to participate in the Republican debates. Do you remember this? Of course you do. I remember when I got asked on a radio show, Kevin, what do you think about Trump skipping the debates? I said, you know what? I really don't know. I don't know whether it will help him or hurt him. But whatever he decides, it'll probably be for the better. Trump said, I'm not going. You know what happened? Exactly what we said. God looked over him. By the way, you remember we were going to make this movie called MAGA the Movie? And it was, we would have a black comedian play God. And he would look at Trump's so-called mistakes and go, don't worry about it. I blessed it. And Trump was going to win everything. We're going to try to remake this film. Because it's so funny. We had the baby being born. We shot the hospital where Trump was born, and we did a shot of we did a thing where his mom births him, and Donald Trump comes out with the real wavy golden hair in the Trump style, and the mom gets handed the baby, and then God's in the room going winking. I mean, it was hysterical what we were going to do in this movie, and I want to make it, but I ain't going to do it unless I have at least $150,000. From the support, because last time I made Bleeding Blue, Kenny and I, we self-funded, except one of my friends gave us some $30,000 to get it started, but we self-funded, and even though it's a spectacular film, you know, I'd say we broke even at best, and that film should have made us millions of dollars, not that we were in it for the money, but that many people should have seen it for us to make millions of dollars. And it takes a lot of money to make films, distribute them, and all that other stuff. So anyway, MAGA the Movie may come out because I'm telling you, God is running this enterprise. And I believe in a loving, living God. And I believe that Donald Trump will be the president in 2024. And you just got a taste of it, baby. They said a big reason he was able to win was his dramatic improvement in the support he received among Iowa's evangelical voters. Entrance polls conducted found that 51% of evangelicals supported Trump in comparison to 29% for DeSantis, 13% for Haley. As one of Trump's evangelical voters put it, Trump is our David and our Goliath. Hallelujah! I'm going to go all on Esther on you. Glory! Some of these youngsters don't know what I'm talking about. Go watch Sanford and Son and you'll see Aunt Esther. Oh, man. They said the results from Iowa suggest that Trump has succeeded in tapping into the dark mood of the country. Iowa's Republican electorate seemed to have been united by their existential dread about the very foundations of the American experiment, and that their belief, to paraphrase Trump himself, only he can fix it. I'm going to tell you something. Let's just stop right there for a second. I believe in my heart, and I think many of you would agree, Trump is the only man who can fix it. I know that sounds, you know, like, come on, Kevin, really? Because when we talk about fixing the nation or running the nation, and, I came out of management consulting. I dealt with CEOs, and I go, man, that guy is sharp. That woman's sharp. This dude is sharp. I've seen some of the brightest people on the planet. Elon Musk is an example. One of the brightest guys. I've never met him, but I don't want to imply I have. My oldest son ran one of his companies. He was a number two in one of his companies in California. So my oldest son probably knows him. I should probably ask him. But I've never met him. But here's what I'll tell you. Richest man in the world, one of the brightest guys on the planet, not ready to be president. I wouldn't want Elon. If you say, Kevin, you could have Elon Musk or you could have Donald Trump as president, I'd choose Trump. Who would you choose? To pick the next person. Who do you respect, you know, admire in any way? Would you want them to be president or Trump? There's nobody. I'm telling you right now, I'm looking, I'm searching the recesses of my mind to go, Kevin, who would you want? Donald Trump, I've said this, is uniquely positioned to do this job. I don't know anyone who could endure the level of persecution that this man has gone through and still go through it unscathed. Who do you think? Pick somebody. Ted Cruz, nice guy, would have folded like a lawn chair. So they say people are, it's the dread. It's what Joe Biden created. And I'm going to tell you, there's no bigger dichotomy. I've said this before. There is no bigger dichotomy, meaning there's no bigger differential between what one president can do and another president can do since Reagan and Carter. And I think it's a bigger gap between Biden and Trump. New York Times columnist Brett Stevens got it right when he wrote that in 2016, Trump rode a wave of pessimism to the White House. Pessimism his detractors did not share because he was speaking about and to an America they either didn't see or understood only as a caricature. But just as with this year, when liberal elites insist that things are going well, while overwhelmingly majorities of Americans say that they are not, Trump's unflattering view captured the mood of the country. Well, it's not just Trump's unflattering view, folks. It's reality. See, we're looking at truth. We're saying Joe Biden's been a disaster. They're spinning it. Don't report it that way. You can't report that it seems that you have to report it as if it's good. It'll all, you know, as they say, it'll all come out in the wash. People aren't believing it. Trump is tapping into what many people are feeling. The majority of Americans are feeling, and it's not limited to some small portion of the lower middle class. It is from upper middle class down. You'd have to be pretty wealthy to not feel what Joe Biden has done. And you'd have to have blinders on to not see what he's done in foreign policy. Is it going to get any better under him with millions of illegals coming in? The man starting wars? Saying the most insane comments about China? Effectively invoking other wars?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.